I have to tell you that I have been disturbed by the things that have been happening in our country for the last couple of weeks that we've been hearing about. It seems like they've been kind of dripping out over our news wires. It's really what's happening behind closed doors sometimes in our seats of power. And also what's been happening with celebrities that we know of in positive ways, and we hear them in negative ones. It's not something that we didn't know was happening, because I think everybody does know what's been happening, but it's things that have been coming to light and punishments that have been thrown down in the short term. We've heard of these things happening for years in our popular culture, and it's something that we need to stand up against in our lives, something that we need to do something about. And it doesn't seem like the punishments that have been enacted over the past several weeks, which have resulted in resignations and, in some cases, firings of people, those don't seem to be enough to deal with the problem that's at hand. They will never be enough to be justice in the sense of what's happened to some people, some women that have been trying to do good works in this world. It really is a disturbing trend. But I think it's a trend that we need and should be dealing with during the season of Advent. Advent is somewhat confusing. It's hard to understand what Advent is all about. Because we have, there was a couple of years ago, several years, maybe 10 years ago, when I was teaching at an Episcopal school, and we had a rabbi in talking about Hanukkah, and we were looking at, he was looking at this Advent wreath, and he was wondering, what does this thing mean? I don't understand it. And I said, well, you know, it's marking the time as we go through this season of Advent as we prepare for our time of Christmas. And then he started asking more specific questions. He said, well, what do each one of those candles mean? Because in Jewish tradition, you know, candles have significance as you move along in different holidays. And I was trying to describe that, well, in some traditions the candles mean this, and in other traditions they mean this, because we really don't have a real clear sense of what Advent is supposed to be. We talk about it in these big terms, but we really don't have consensus about what Advent is all about. And Advent's also challenging because the main character of Advent, who came and visited our 9 o'clock service earlier today, our main character of Advent is John the Baptist. And that John the Baptist is not he's not a televangelist. John John makes people uncomfortable. And if he were here right now, he would make you uncomfortable. Because he'd be pointing his finger around and he would be dressed a little differently than I'm dressed. If you look at look at the reading that we have today from the Gospel of Mark, we'll also hear about John the Baptist next week in the Gospel of John. Tell me a few things about John the Baptist. Just throw out some things that you heard in this passage of Scripture.
He eats locusts.
That's, normal, normative. At the 9 o'clock service, they were asking me, well, what does that locust taste like? What's your favorite part of the locust? Locusts aren't very big, so you just eat it with one bite. Yes?
Petersburg.
What is this?
Petersburg.
I don't know about that being related to John the Baptist, but Petersburg is a city. That's correct. What? Anything else about John? What were some of the descriptors about John?
Peter.
Yes.
Clothed with camel's hair.
I said he doesn't wear a suit.
He is not a suit wearer. He does not have a nice suit with a nice tie on. Yes.
Disheveled.
He is disheveled. He is. What other things did it say about him? He is the baptizer, so he hung out around the river, and he would get in and he'd get all wet, and then he would invite other people to come into the river with him, and they would be baptized right there in the Jordan River.
Like Jesus.
And Jesus was one of those people. Yes, so he was the one who was going to baptize Jesus in the subsequent scene. What other things describe John? What was he wearing other than the camel's hair? He wore a leather belt. I'm going to give you a few things to think about as you relate how important John the Baptist is to our Christian message and why it was important to the gospel writers. Remember all of those things that we just described John as. Does anybody know what the last book of the Old Testament is? Trick question here. Going off. Anybody know what the last... It's not Ecclesiastes. Oh, almost. Seminarian?
Malachi.
Okay, so our seminarian knows it's Malachi. A trick question for the seminarian. The seminarian doesn't get it right. You know, you write the little note to the professor. So Malachi is the last book of the Christian Old Testament, but it is not the last book if you were to look in the Hebrew scriptures. The Christians reorganized when they were developing the Bible, and they reorganized it for a specific reason. And it's because the last two verses in the book of Malachi, which is the prophet, the last two verses are these. Lo, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents so that I will not come and strike the land with a curse. Period, the end of the sentence. The Old Testament ends. If you in printed Bibles, then you turn the page and you would begin with the Gospels. The New Testament begins. Those are the last words of the Old Testament. There's a reason that the Christians moved that to being the last book, because it points to this person named Elijah who was going to be coming, who's going to be returning, and was going to be preparing this way. Now, we heard all of the descriptors that we had of John the Baptist. Here is how John the Baptist is described, or here's how Elijah is described in 2 Kings, chapter 1, verse 8. Elijah is a hairy man with a leather belt. So you see that connection there? It's important to understand why John is so pivotal to this gospel, to Christianity, because he is the one that is connecting all of the prophetic wisdom that was in the Old Testament with the prophetic and message of the New Testament. He is the one. He is preparing the way. He begins by saying, it's not about me, it's about somebody who's coming after me. You need to be paying attention to all of these things that the prophets have said, all of these wisdom pieces. You need to reorient your life toward God, because God has always been there. That is your task. But it's not about me, it's about somebody who's coming after me. How many of our leaders point to somebody who's coming after them?
Is it a queen?
How many of our leaders do that? They point at themselves. It's like when they were elected, that's when good times start. John the Baptist, in his prime, people coming from all over the place, Jesus about to come and spend time with him, he's saying it's not about me, it's about what we are doing to prepare the way for the future. What we're doing to connect with what's going to happen tomorrow with the next generation. In this season of Advent, we are called to be the ones who are preparing the way, not for us, but for those who come after us. We are the ones laying out the path that will be going forward. That's what leadership is about. And that's what Advent is about. It's about remembering where we've come from and the wisdom of the prophets and the good news of God, which has always existed. And how do we prepare the way for those who come after us? That's what leaders do, and that's what John the Baptist did. He looked back at what the prophets did, and then he points forward to what's ahead. If you think about what Jesus did, he did the same thing. Jesus never wanted it to be about himself. He was never celebrating himself. Jesus was always looking backward, finding what was the core piece of what God's good news was and is and will always be. And he was saying, we need to go forward into this. And I am going to be delivering to you, the next generation, the Holy Spirit, which will continue to lead you and to empower you and to give you the gifts that you need to continue to prepare the path of God as we move forward. The path will never be done. We are always preparing the way. We are called to be the ones to prepare the path as we move forward. That is our calling as people of God. We are the ones called to make it happen. It's hard for us to think that way because we don't want to be the warm-up band. We want to be the star. We want to be the ones that get all of the attention. We want all of the fancy stuff that comes along with being the star or the leader or the most important person. That's what human nature wants us to have. But that's not what leaders have. It's not what Jesus called us to be. It's not what John the Baptist called us to be. It's not what God called us to be. God called us to be ones that were concerned about making the whole world better by our acts of goodness and kindness. During this season of Advent, as we mark this Advent wreath, as we go around here with these candles, we need to think about how we're preparing the way for those who come after us. How will it be better tomorrow for the people that are in our lives or people that we don't even know? In a moment, we're going to have, after this service, we're going to have a presentation from CASA of Maryland, who has been working on immigration issues that are facing this country. And they're going to tell us about their work. And Leslie's been working with them for the last several months. We're going to hear about things that are happening around us for people that we've never met. How do we make a difference in their lives? How do we prepare the way? How do we make God's good news part of their being? That is what the season of Advent is about. It is not about being the star. It's about being the lead, the warm-up group. It's about being the preparers of the way. Will you accept that challenge? Will you accept that challenge? I hear a few people. Will you accept that challenge? You can be a preparer of the way. People moving forward, leading God's good news, which has always been there, and to let people know about it, and to make the world a better place by the actions that you do, which are not focused on yourselves, but are focused on the good of the world around you. That is our task, and that is our goal. Let's do it together. Amen.